Sekeleno, the anthem of Geneva. The song doesn't tell of the city's unparalleled role in fighting for freedom or peace, as you might expect. It recounts, in an obscure 17th century patois, the story of how the humble citizens of Geneva fought off the forces of the Duke of Savoy, who wanted it as a provincial capital. Swiss people need little persuasion to dress up in period costume and play fifes and drums. The Escalade provides a perfect excuse for the good folk of Geneva. They can also indulge themselves in another favourite Swiss pastime, firearms. Those donning the authentic handmade Reformation period costumes are members of the 1602 Society, which boasts 2,500 members. All have very specific roles to play, from the head of the city authorities to the humblest of servants. Jean-Michel Onazer, who plays an artillery soldier, is following in his father's and grandfather's footsteps. He believes the Escalade is well worth remembering.
I think it's important because that's the only patriotic feast we have in Geneva, with costumes and an old tradition with music from that time. And I think it's good to celebrate this. Geneva was independent, and we wanted to stay independent. And if we didn't have Escalade, maybe now we'll be French. So it's good to celebrate that.
The most important role is that of Mère Royaume, the lady who, legend has it, poured boiling hot vegetable soup over the heads of the Savoyard soldiers as they scaled the city walls. It's for that reason that you can find chocolate soup pots, or marmite, in virtually every shop window in Geneva at this time of year. The day of the 12th is very special, with children going to school in fancy dress and making vegetable soup and smashing and eating the chocolate marmite. But on the Sunday before the 12th, the 1602 Society stages a procession through the old town of Geneva, maintaining the link with this crucial juncture in Geneva's history. It's important to remember the context in which the Escalade took place. Europe was beset by religious turmoil, and the 30 Years' War was about to break out. Christian Colcouin, a leading light in the 1602 Society, says the Escalade may have been a minor footnote in European history, but it's nonetheless significant.
Today, we could say it's a commando attack. It's not a war, but for us it's very important. After, in 1603, we have the treaty, the peace signed at Saint-Julien. It was the end of the war in this region since one century. If they took the city during this night, many specialists said that today Geneva will not be the city that we know. City of peace, the city of the world, the center for the United Nations and so.
Today Geneva is not a small besieged city-state, but a thriving international centre open to the world, a place where 40% of the population is foreign. And those foreigners soon learn the importance of the Escalade. One of the few non-Swiss members of the 1602 Society is American Keith Kentop, who's lived in Geneva for some 30 years. He sees the event as more than just an excuse for a party.
It is fun to dress up, but there is a heritage to it, and I think maybe today's, we hear about shifting values and things like that. The Escalade represents very basic patriotism, tradition, ties to the past and ideals of the past. Freedom is an important part of it. Also, it is colorful. We fire off huge, very noisy arquebuses, rifles. But it's not Disney-esque, it is not commercialized, it is strictly a patriotic, historic, very historic celebration, and they're very concerned with authenticity.
De célébrer le souvenir de cette miraculeuse délivrance.
During the procession, a proclamation is read out, the same proclamation that was made after the Duke of Savoy had been put to flight. It reminds the people of Geneva that they live in a place that cherishes freedom and independence. It's a message that goes down well. The people of Geneva, true to their reformist roots, have a reputation for being a sober bunch, and the Escalade is true to that tradition. There's none of the razzmatazz that one might expect during a town's annual festival. This understated approach and the city's anthem helped to focus the mind on the important issue, the night the city preserved its independence.